It's green. We're good to go. Praise the Lord. Yes. No word of God will ever fail. And that was what the angel said to Zechariah. It's going to happen, for no word of God will ever fail. But you're not going to talk about it till it happens. But he says to all of us, no word of God will ever fail. And we get caught up in, well, maybe we think, well, it wasn't from God. And so we give up on it. But we should never give up on a word from God. Never give up on one of his promises. Because nobody's excluded from the promises. Right? It was given to all of us. The promises of God are yes, and they are amen. And it's not so that we can get caught up in talking God into doing something for us, okay? It's we believe these things so that we don't sell God short. We look and, you know, there's lots of things about the wonderful birth of Jesus. There's lots of angles that people come from, you know, like Mary said, how can this be? Because I'm a virgin. Zechariah, on the other hand, said, you got to remember how old I am and how old Elizabeth is. And so I don't see how this can happen. And, you know, it's like, well, yes, God, I know you could, but I don't think you would. Or somebody else says, well, yeah, God could, but he shouldn't for you, or whatever. You know, we got these crowds of voices that can come in, but we can just take it for what it says, how the Lord wants us to take it. Last night I slept like a rock till about 2:25, and then my rock crumbled, and I woke up, and when I got back to bed, it was like, I thought about it this morning, it was like there used to be these books, this one particular book that Joshua loved us to read to him. And it was just a bunch of random conversations. They never made any sense. They weren't really a story, not to me too much, you know. But I don't want to read that book. Come on, Dad, read that book. And I would read that. We would read that, and it was like, I couldn't wait till it was done. And I was laying there. I think I was in a contest with my own thoughts, but maybe I was sleeping, but I thought I wasn't getting any sleep. And it was like everything that would come up, I would call on God. But it was like I knew God. God was beside me, but he was also on the other side of it. And I just didn't like it. I have no idea what it was about. But here's the thing. I think that's the very thing that we frequently battle when we're waiting on God. A bunch of stuff that none of it's true. We know it's not true. We know to cast it down. We know to put it aside. We know that. And yet, it wears on us. We know the truth, and the truth makes us free. And yet, it wears on us. And it's stupid, and we know that it's stupid. And we know that it's not true. And we know that we need to take a baseball bat and get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Not just cast it down, smash it down. You know? But there's always that, and then there's other times when there's just not a battle at all. There's peace, the peace of God that passes understanding. There's just the assurance and the confidence. And why is it one way one time and another way another time? Well, because the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But it was, you know, the thing is, anything that comes up against the Word of God is nonsense. It's a lie. No matter how good the devil lies, it's still a lie. It is still a lie. And so we can go back to, wait a minute, no word from God will ever fail. We're not going to believe the lie. I heard a reel of Nancy Dufresne. Yeah, it doesn't, it's Dufresne to me, but anyway, it's Dufresne. And she has just little things, and I don't even normally see them. You know, just happened to pop up on Facebook, and I had an announcement that somebody else had a reel. Sometimes Rachel will have a reel. I don't know if it's to reel people in or what, but anyway, but I saw her, so I popped on it. It was kind of ideal. It was because she talked about, okay, in Christ, she's got like 190 of them that are just short things that say, in Christ, you know, we know. But in this particular one, and I have not found it again, but I will find it, she was talking about that what you give your attention to, what you give your attention to. So like, I have my left foot, the heel splits sometimes. My right foot doesn't. I just thought about that for the first time this week, and I'm going, well, why does my left foot do it? My right foot doesn't do it. And when it splits, Vicki got me some knuckle buster stuff, so I put that on, but it just wasn't going away. And so I'm walking like this to keep from smacking it down, and I'm thinking about that, and I'm giving my attention to that cracked heel. Thinking about that cracked heel. You know, it's like thinking about a headache, thinking about a bill, thinking about whatever you give your attention to, that's what's going to control you. And I decided that my cracked heel wasn't going to control me anymore. And I put that knuckle buster on there 10 times. Got out the file and filed on it and did everything that I could, and it was a deep crack, and all of a sudden the pain was gone. I haven't looked at it. I don't care if the crack's there or not, but the pain was gone. But I thought, that's it, you know, it was getting my attention, you know, it was getting my attention. And what do we allow to get our attention? So we're in the season of celebrating the birth of Christ, and there's a lot of other stuff that's after our attention. And we're gonna have family end up coming in, and we weren't gonna have any family. Now we're gonna have a lot of family, you know. And so it's got our attention. But our attention really needs to be on Christ. So we gotta mix that in with it. But that's what the Lord says, come unto me. Come to me. So in the night, in the battle, in the nonsensical thing, whatever it was, it was like, I just finally decided, you know what? I'm going through this crowd. I'm just going through this crowd. So I just started working my way through the crowd and not paying attention to what the crowd said. And I'm praising the Lord, and I'm going through the crowd. And as I'm going through the crowd, I'm feeling good. You know? Because it's like if I was going through a crowd to like find one of my children or something, I would keep my eyes on the children. And so going through the crowd, it was easy to keep my eyes. Jesus was beside me, but he's also ahead of us, and he's behind us, and he's everywhere. But just go through it. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way of the Lord's anointed few. I started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, I think it is. And past that one, here we go. Okay, so I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust Him. Then you'll overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit because you trust Him. So if our joy and peace level wavers, if our joy and peace are disappearing, it must mean that our trust meter has lost juice. You know? That can happen. We can become distracted. Or we can focus. We can look at things. Look at these other things that distract us from the thing, from the one. And so our trust level lowers down, and as it lowers down, then our hope and faith and peace level begins to wane. And so, you know, we recognize it. I mean, I know when my gas tank is getting closer to empty, and it doesn't trouble me too much until the light comes on. And then I calculate if I have waited too long or not. And boy, it really has my attention when I'm on that for more miles than I think I ought to be on. Well, I remember one time years ago, I left Pier, and my thing said miles to empty. It was right up there. But there was something wrong with the computer that day because I didn't quite get to Harold. And no, I take that back. I went past Harold. I didn't quite get to Hollabird. And I should have been able to go another 15 miles, but I didn't get to go the 15 miles, you know. And it was, so that recalculated how much I could let it go down. But when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our relationship with God, we don't want to let it go down at all. We want to keep it up. We want to keep the level up. We want to keep our rejoicing up. We want to keep our praising up. We want to do that. You know, the enemy will say, well, that's just foolish. You ain't got nothing to praise the Lord about right now. I'm going to praise Him in advance. You know, I want to keep it up there. I want something ready to jump in there. I want something to be ahead of me praising Him, and when I'm in the getting myself going praising Him, you know, because like Paul, he said that's a great word. That's a great word that he gave us when he said, I pray that God, the source of hope. Okay? He's the source of it. He tells you to hope, and He gives you what you need to hope it in. He told them, hey, we're looking at a story that was prophesied hundreds of years ahead of time. And I was thinking about this. How okay, Jesus was born. And it was a well-known fact. The angels spread the story. The wise men spread the story. And there were some bad markers on it too. There was a king that went about killing children because of the story. So they had all of that news. So they had that going on. Why weren't people watching for him to grow up? Because they didn't want him to grow up. They wanted him to be up. They knew how they wanted him. We know that that was a fact, but still, all of that happened, and a virgin gave birth, and somebody was telling those stories. But in 30 years, nobody wanted to believe it when he came on the scene. His brothers didn't want to believe it. Isn't this Jesus? We know him. Part of the prophecy was, you'll call his name Jesus. Shouldn't that, you know? They couldn't put that together. And when I thought about it, I thought, you know, sometimes there's a real obvious thing that takes place in families. Second generation just sort of, you know, we look at our children that we raised in this church that Jericho marched and danced and laughed, and we did everything to get them full of the Word of God, and we made sure they had the biggest treat bags, and we did everything, and puppet shows and everything we could, and people came in for the puppet shows and all of that, and I have to tell you that sometimes I think I'd like to see them a little more fired up for Jesus. I'd like to see them a lot more fired up for Jesus. I'd like to see them doing double back flicks for Jesus. You know, they know, but well, you know, you got life. You grew up knowing that life was in Christ, but you know, and so we look and we see now, and we look at that, and I do. I think of it and I say, man, how could they have been so far? How could they have not just jumped in when he started ministry? How come the whole world didn't change right then? How come the religious guys didn't say, whoa, he's more important than our position. Come on, let's go. Everybody praise Jesus. Why couldn't they have all been like Nicodemus, who couldn't sleep because he knew that it was true? Who came to him in the night and Jesus said, you got to be born again. And he asked the question, and when he asked the question, I bet he had a lot of times, well, what in the world was I asking such a question? You know, we do this when we love God, when we seek God, when we're putting our trust in the Lord, we do this and we wonder how come I let up, or how come I doubted, or how come I'm afraid, or how come I'm worried about something when I know that God has said, how come? You know? How come we don't just believe that all things are possible if we can believe? And why doesn't it excite us that all things are possible when we believe? Why do we say things that basically declare, well, we believe most things, but this time we don't believe this? You know? Why don't we just put things into practice? You know? Why don't we just let it stir us up? Why don't we? Why do we hesitate to be stirred up? Are we stirred up? Will we stir up? Every morning I take some food things, nutrition things, and I take them, and some of them are powders that I got to shake up, and I shake them. If I forget to shake them, it ain't going to work, you know. So I shake them because I know that they need to be shaken. And I shake them and I take them in the same order. I was thinking this morning, it's like I've got this way that I take them. The things that I mix with each other, I got this way. I've established this way. I'm going to do this way, you know. I got that down pat, and I thought, so am I worried about my memory? So I'm making sure I do it in the right order? I don't know. But I do it that way. And so if I can establish a way to take food additives, I certainly can establish a way. You know? Sometimes I go and I do my devotions, and I start doing my devotions. I say, Lord, forgive me. I am just doing my devotions. I'm going to shake. I'm going to go back. I'm going to redo it. And sometimes this morning I was reading and they got these little pages and I hit one page and I read it and I went to the next page and I said, I don't even know what was on that page. Back I go. It slows me down, but I don't care. Because it's important. There's a good chance that that one thing that was there was important. It wasn't an accident or coincidence that I happened to click on that reel this week. I clicked on it when I don't normally click on it, but it spoke to me. Word of God, not one word of God will ever fail. And see, when it spoke to me, I decided it spoke to me. I'll be honest with you, when I was first listening, I was thinking, this is good for Vicky. Then I said, wait a minute, I don't care about Vicky. I'm going to take this. This is good for me. You know, this is good for me. She got more bruises than I do, but I don't like it when my heels crack. So I'm going to take that for me. If it works for me, then I'm going to say, honey, I got an idea. You know? But there's nothing, you know, God speaks to you. Receive it. Do it. Put it into action. Okay, put it into action. I thought you were going to go to the bathroom. You're going to put something into action. Hallelujah. You want a microphone? What do you want?
Yeah, I want a microphone.
You want a microphone? Whoop. Yeah, don't put into action falling backwards on your head. That's my girl.
I'm not going to fall.
Okay.
Last month, I came in the back door of the church, and I tripped and I fell, and I hit my eye on the banister. And ever since then, I have the worst floaters in my eyes. I mean, so bad sometimes I go like this because I think something is there. We are taking communion today. Right here, it just hurt. Here, it's just sharp pains. I don't have those floaters, you guys. I do not have those floaters. And I went to the bathroom a while ago. I already went. So, and I said, Lord, I don't want to testify if it's not true. But it's true. They're gone.
Hallelujah.
They're gone. I do not have those bad floaters because sometimes I think there's a fly in the house. Anything. And I don't have those floaters.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I put it into action.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so you quit paying attention to them. Yeah. That's right. Amen. And there's no sense in looking in the mirror at bruises. Don't worry about them. You know what I mean? Pay attention. If you pay attention to those, that's what you're going to see. Yeah. And anybody knows that bruises don't look better as they get better. They look worse. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for that. Because she'd be sitting in the car swinging at things, you know. Say, honey, they're floaters. Don't worry about it. If you feel them land on your face, get them, but leave them alone. Yeah. But you see, that's the thing. I pray God, the source of all hope, will fill us completely. Fill us completely with joy and peace because we trust in Him. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. They will have mercy surround them. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. You know? And I want to tell you that spoke to me this morning when we were taking communion too, is that I'm worth it. That's it. That's not braggadocious. That's agreeing with God. If we weren't worth it, He wouldn't have done it, right? He didn't. Jesus didn't come to earth saying, well, some of them ain't worth my trip, but, you know, there'll be a few. No. Worth it. Worth it. You know, they say, you know, tell your children and encourage your children, you know, they're worth it. You know, to do that, well, that's a God thing. That's a God thing. He said, I'm for you. No matter what. You know? And so we celebrate the birth of Jesus. We celebrate the life of Jesus. We celebrate the increasing presence of Jesus in our lives always. You know, the Advent season is not just to remember and have a build up and get ourselves right, you know, because we aren't even Advent folks. I'm not. But the thing is that there's another Advent coming. The return of Christ. You know? So when we prepare for Jesus, we're also preparing for eternity. And that's every day. All day long. Praising the Lord. We don't have to be on our knees with our face on the floor, unless, of course, God says, get on the floor, you know. But everywhere we go, whatever we're doing, praising God, thanking God, praying for people, rejoicing in the Lord, you know. It's a great life. It's not just a great season, but it's a great season too. But Jesus didn't say, I came so you could have a season. You know, I came so you could have a good day now and then. I came so you could have life. So our life in Christ Jesus isn't dependent upon money in the bank, or how fast we can run, or how high we can jump, or how well everything goes. You know? It's about Him. And in Him, everything goes. Not one word, no word of God will ever fail. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you, Lord. I love that Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins. You know, He came to get rid of all the stuff that could trouble us. He came to get rid of all the stuff that holds us back. He came to just blow it out of the way so that we could be all that He called us to be. Lord, we thank You. We thank You. You weren't willing to do any small thing that we, you know, might wonder if You really cared. No. You sent and You came and You were born of a woman and You grew up like we did, tempted in every way as we were, but You didn't sin. And then You got on the cross so that all of our sins would be made nothing. That they would be gone. And that by faith, we would have life, abundant life. Oh Lord, forgive us for not living Your abundant way. Forgive us for when we don't have our joy, when we don't have our peace. Forgive us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Increase us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.